Perhaps the North Country's biggest issue to reckon with is our demographics. We're old and getting older, and after decades of decline, our population has only just plateaued. So what does the future look like for businesses, for schools, for the tax base, and for our volunteer-based organizations? For example, our fire departments are mostly volunteer-run. So who's going to fight the fires if there's no one to volunteer? That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, dedicated to providing patient care and regional services to the people of St. Lawrence County. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Thursday, March 8th, coming to you from the hush of the Lake Placid Public Library. I'm looking out on Mirror Lake, and there is like a diaphanous sheet of ice still on Mirror Lake, but probably won't last so long. First up, a bill that would extend New York State's ban on natural gas fracking is heading to Governor Kathy Hochul's desk. As Karen DeWitt reports, it's one of a number of measures that lawmakers are considering to combat climate change.
New York banned the hydrofracking of natural gas in 2014. Since then, a new type of fracking has been pioneered in China. It uses liquefied carbon dioxide to extract the gas from shale rock. Many environmentalists say the process can potentially cause earthquakes and acidify drinking water. Senate Leader Andrea Stort-Cousins says she wants to make sure it's not used in New York.
This is not just a policy decision, but it's a moral decision to protect the lives of our constituents in their communities.
Senator Leo Webb represents parts of the Southern Tier, including Binghamton, where the underground shale rock contains untapped natural gas. She says over 6,000 landowners in her district have received land leasing offers from fracking companies wanting to use the liquefied CO2 to extract the gas.
If we don't close this loophole sooner rather than later, it is going to essentially open up a proverbial gateway for further exploration, which is also going to be problematic.
Both houses passed the bill earlier this month. It next goes to Governor Hochul. Senate Leader Stort-Cousins says she doesn't know if the governor is on board with the fracking ban extension because the two have not discussed the issue.
It is my hope that she is.
A spokesman for Hochul says the legislation has not yet been sent, but when it does, the governor will review it. The bill is one of several in the 2024 legislative session that addresses climate change. A measure known as the New York Heat Act would eliminate a policy that allows gas companies to charge ratepayers for the cost of installing new gas lines if they are within 100 feet of a home or business. The Senate approved the legislation, and Hochul included it in her budget plan. In addition, the Hochul administration is implementing the Climate Change Act. It aims to reduce greenhouse gas emissions to zero by 2040. It also bans natural gas hookups at newly constructed buildings beginning in 2026. Senate Republican leader Robert Ort, whose party is in the minority in the legislature, disagrees with those measures. He says they'll result in the loss of good-paying jobs in New York's energy industry and higher prices.
Bottom line is the people who put down our infrastructure, they are going to be harmed. The people who pay for that infrastructure are going to be harmed. Our ratepayers are going to be harmed at a time when all we hear about is affordability.
Ort spoke at a news conference on the Capitol's Grand Central Staircase. One floor above him, anti-climate change advocates were rallying. Senator Jessica Ramos, a progressive Democrat, addressed that rally. She says some residents in her East Elmhurst district in Queens drowned when unprecedented rainfall during Hurricane Ida, which is believed to be connected to climate change, flooded their basement apartments. She says she'll be pushing to make sure the state stays on track in its goals to reduce emissions.
We cannot wait! We cannot wait any longer! I will not wait for another one of my neighbors to drown!
In addition to the other measures, Senator Ramos backs the Climate Change Superfund Act. It would require big oil companies to pay for damages caused by climate change. She says it could net $3 billion to the state to fund efforts to reduce greenhouse gases.
This is how we want to use our taxpayer dollars, that this is how we want these companies to pay so that we have the funding to put shovels in the ground and update our infrastructure as our our health outcomes require.
The Climate Superfund Act is included in the Senate's budget proposal. The Assembly didn't add it to their plan, but they included language saying that they support the concept. The measure is opposed by the major oil companies. They say it would be a retroactive tax. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
The vast majority of the North Country and New York State's fire departments are staffed by volunteers, and they have been for over a century. But as the region's population has aged and declined over decades, fire chiefs say they're struggling to recruit new members, and their ranks are much smaller than they were even a decade ago. Amy Feireisel spoke with Saranac Lake's fire chief.
Brendan Keough has a long history as a volunteer firefighter.
My great-grandfather was a member of the fire department here in Saranac Lake. My father was a member of the fire department.
Keough has acted as Saranac Lake's fire chief for 14 years now. He says recruitment has been the single hardest part of the position.
Once you do get members to join, I find that it's harder and harder to retain those members for, you know, more than 5 years.
Like the majority of North Country communities, Saranac Lake's population is aging, and the bulk of its firefighters are in their 50s and 60s.
And as those firefighters age out, so to speak, for one reason or another, you know, we're not replenishing those firefighters that are aging out.
Keough says when he joined the department in the late 80s, there were about 65 members. Now they've got 35. But in reality, it's even less than that.
You know, how many are actually active members? And of those active members, how many of them are actually certified to be interior attack firefighters?
He says it's a very limited number that go into burning buildings or do search and rescues. Keough says there are lots of factors that play into smaller departments.
Family dynamics have changed. Work dynamics have changed. You know, COVID certainly had a factor.
But the trouble for Saranac Lake and the other hundreds of volunteer fire departments in New York is that need hasn't declined at the same rate. The state says that 3/4 of volunteer fire departments report a decrease in their number of volunteers, while also reporting an increase in the number of calls they receive. That presents a pretty obvious problem.
A lot of the older members in the department are of the same mindset that, you know, if something doesn't change and we're not able to recruit the next generation of firefighters, there will come a tipping point where they may have to switch to either a combination paid volunteer department or a fully paid fire department.
Keough says if Saranac Lake had to pay for firefighting services, it would increase local taxes substantially. According to a 2023 financial impact study from the Firefighters Association of New York, volunteer fire departments save state taxpayers more than $3 billion each year. But fewer people are volunteering these days. Across the U.S., rates of volunteerism have been on the decline since 2010. Keough says he's an optimist. He hopes this is a low point.
Yeah, I have to believe the pendulum at some point is going to swing. It has to swing.
And he thinks there are ways to incentivize participation.
I would love to see like a student loan forgiveness program.
Keough says sometimes it's hard for folks to volunteer because they have so many financial commitments. Forgiving loans could make it worth it. On March 3rd, the state launched its very first training stipend program. It pays volunteer firefighters between $750 and $1,250 for completing certain trainings necessary to serve as a firefighter. Keough says it's something.
I mean, I think anything like that will be a tremendous help. Any effort to try and recruit younger members, whether or not it'd be enough, I don't know.
Keough says he truly believes there are lots of people out in his own community that would love serving as a firefighter if they gave it a try. He says it's a chance to have a positive impact on other people's lives, and not just by fighting fires.
And it could be going to senior citizens' home whose smoke detector's beeping. Sometimes it's the little things that all the volunteer firefighters do in the community consistently throughout the year that really actually are the most rewarding.
Keough is actually retiring as Saranac Lake's fire chief this month, but he's not leaving the department and will continue to serve as the dive captain. He hopes to see his department and others across the region grow in the coming years. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio.
We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Michael Farley of Canton and Gretchen Kohler and Daniel Kelly of Potsdam. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.